I respect a good checklist, but I'm beginning to think my mother went overboard. Sorry, what page? I ask, flipping through the handout at our kitchen table while Mom watches me expectantly via Skype. The heading reads, Sterling Shepherd 20th Anniversary Trip, Instructions for Ivy and Daniel. And it's 11 pages total, double-sided. My mother planned the first time she and Dad ever left me and my brother alone, for 4 days, with the same thoroughness and military precision she brings to everything. Between the checklist and the frequent calls over Skype and FaceTime, it's like they never left. 9, Mom says. Her blonde hair is pulled back in her signature French twist, and her makeup is perfect, even though it's barely 5 a.m. in San Francisco. My parents' flight home doesn't take off for another 3.5 hours, but Mom is never anything but prepared. Right after the lighting section. The lighting section. My brother Daniel sighs dramatically from across the table as he overfills a bowl with Lucky Charms. Daniel, despite being 16, has the cereal tastes of a toddler.
I would have thought we could turn them on when we need them and off when we don't. I was wrong, so very, very wrong.
A well-lit house deters break-ins, Mom says, like we don't live on a street where the closest thing we've ever witnessed to a criminal act is kids riding bicycles without a helmet. I keep my eye roll to myself, though, because it's impossible to win an argument against my mother. She teaches applied statistics at MIT and has up-to-the-minute data for everything. It's why I'm thumbing through her checklist for the section on CCY award ceremony, a list of to-dos in preparation for Mom being named Carleton Citizen of the Year, thanks to her contributions to a statewide report on opioid abuse. Found it, I say, quickly scanning the page for anything I might have missed. I picked up your dress from the dry cleaner yesterday, so that's all set.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Mom says. Our plane is supposed to land at 5:30. Theoretically, with the ceremony starting at 7, that's enough time to come home and change. But I just realized I never told you what to do if we're running late and need to go straight from the airport to Mackenzie Hall.
I meet her penetrating gaze through my laptop screen. Couldn't you just, you know, text me if that happens?
I will if I can, but you should probably sign up for flight alerts in case the plane Wi-Fi isn't working, Mom says. We couldn't get a signal the entire way over. Anyway, if we don't touch down before 6, I'd like you to meet us there and bring the dress. I'll need shoes and jewelry, too. Do you have a pen handy? I'll tell you which ones.
Daniel helps himself to more cereal, and I try to suppress my usual low-simmering resentment of my brother as I hastily scribble notes. Half my life is spent wondering why I have to work twice as hard as Daniel at everything. But in this case, I asked for it. Before my parents left, I insisted on handling every aspect of the award ceremony, mainly because I was afraid that if I didn't, my mother would realize she'd made a mistake by asking me, not Daniel, to introduce her. My wunderkind brother, who skipped a grade and is currently outshining me in every aspect of our senior year, would have been the logical choice. Part of me can't help but think Mom regrets her decision, especially after yesterday when my one and only claim to school fame was brutally torpedoed. My stomach rolls as I drop the pen and push my empty cereal bowl away. Mom, ever alert, catches the motion.
Ivy, I'm sorry. I'm keeping you from breakfast, aren't I?
It's fine. I'm not hungry.
You have to eat, though, she urges. Have some toast. Or fruit.
The thought doesn't appeal even a little. I can't. Mom's forehead scrunches in concern.
You're not getting sick, are you?
Before I have a chance to reply, Daniel loudly fake coughs.
Bony.
I glare daggers at him, then glance at Mom on screen to see if she caught the reference. Of course she did.
Oh, honey,
she says, her expression turning sympathetic, with a touch of exasperation.
You're not still thinking about the election, are you?
No, I lie. The election. yesterday's debacle, where I, Ivy Sterling Shepherd, 3-time class president, lost the senior year election to Brian Boney Mahoney, who ran as a joke. His slogan was literally, "Vote for Boney and I'll leave you aloney."